and his memorial bench is there. He was born in April of 53, but died at the Pentagon on 9/11.
Appreciate you, you calling up with that.
He was a Wisconsin Rapids. He lived in Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay.
Very nice.
Always good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for the call, and thank you for mentioning him.
Yes.
We appreciate
thank
that.
You very much.
You take care and have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate all of our listeners out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great call. We'll get to break. We'll come back and have more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, ruling just in from the UN's top court. It's ordering Israel to halt military operations in Rafah. The ruling comes hours after Israel announced it had recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th. It's holiday getaway day, but weather will get in the way for many. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Today our main threats are damaging winds and hail from Illinois to Texas. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather outbreak is possible, including strong tornadoes, and it's going to carry into our Sunday.
If Turks and Caicos is your destination, the State Department's warning to check your luggage carefully. A U.S. citizen faces up to 12 years when he's sentenced today for having bullets in his baggage. GOP Congressman Guy Reschenthaler.
Without question, Americans should not travel to Turks and Caicos until two things happen. All our detainees need to be released to the United States immediately, and Turks and Caicos needs to repeal this draconian law.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Attention Badger fans, share the unforgettable experience of game day at Camp Randall Stadium with your friends, family, or colleagues this fall when you request group tickets today. Groups can take advantage of discounted tickets and exclusive Wisconsin football game day experiences. For more information and to request your Wisconsin football group ticket experience, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's National Convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gary Tracy has been taken into custody by the Stevens Point Police Department. Tracy was wanted by the Adams County Sheriff's Office for two felony bonds for theft by false representation. Tracy was known for offering to sell equipment, taking money as a down payment, and never delivering the items. He was arrested on May 23rd. Dates for the 13th annual Great Book Giveaway have been announced. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites you to help fight the summer slide by attending this free book giveaway. All children birth to 12 years old, along with their parents, grandparents, caregivers, and daycare providers, are invited to attend between June 10th and the 18th. Volunteers will read to children at each location, and afterwards, each child can select free books to take home and keep. You can visit uwswac.org for the full list of times and locations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and my nose is busted. I've never, 22 years, I've never done this before. I was just pulling up the mic and smashed my nose with
right
the microphone.
Right into it.
I don't know. We got to look, go back at the audio file and look at and hear what that sounded like. Because I had the mic on.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what that was. Good morning, everybody. We hope you're having a good start to your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Seth and James here with you to take you through the next hour. We're going to have some fun. We got some That Ain't Right stuff. Actually, no That Ain't Right stories today.
Nah, we'll not do that today.
Yeah, we got good stories of the day. We're going to talk about some local events, including, of course, ways that you can honor Memorial Day this weekend here in the Rapids area, along with other areas. We'll get into that. I also want to touch on these things that 10 things that people are convinced others only pretend that they enjoy.
Oh, gosh.
And we got some great calls at the end of the hour last segment. I want to encourage more of those.
Yes, please.
Feel free. If there is somebody that you would like to honor, you would like to mention or note on the air here to honor Memorial Day, please feel free to call up. That's what we're here for, everybody.
Yep.
This is local radio. This is your show, too. Call up 715-424-2600.
Yes.
Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, and thank you for downloading the app. Seth and I are going to dive into some entertainment news right now. Just quickly wanted to shout out Chris Hemsworth receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, good for him.
Congratulations to him. Very deserving. Robert Downey Jr. spoke at the ceremony and delivered a lot of jabs along with a bunch of other Avengers because this is what they do.
That's awesome.
It's a funny moment. If you want to go ahead and check it out, I encourage you. It gives you a good smile, too. and very deserving. While I think that most people know Chris Hemsworth as Thor, if you've seen him in almost anything else, and even in Thor, but if you've seen him in almost anything else, you can see that man can act.
He can.
That is a powerful actor right there.
And it's actually kind of fun to see him like normal sized.
Yeah.
When he's not like super bulked up, you know?
Yes.
Like
yes.
He has to be for Thor. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow, look, he's just kind of normal, you know?
And I'm really curious about the Furiosa movie. He plays a villain in it. And he looks good as a villain. Like, he looks like he pulls
it's a little
it
different take for him. I like that idea, though.
I'm kind of curious about that one. And speaking of Marvel, I've been waiting to get into this one with you, Seth.
Okay, all right.
Marvel is going to release fewer movies and TV shows in the coming years. Disney CEO Bob Iger says that this is part of Marvel's strategy to focus on quality, not quantity. Quote, we're slowly going to decrease volume and go to probably about 2 TV series a year instead of what we had been 4, and reduce our film output from maybe 4 a year to 2 at a max 3.
Okay.
Bob says there's a couple of good movies for 2025, and then there will be more Avengers movies. Avengers, the Kang Dynasty is expected to come out in 2026, unless they retool it, of course, with the Jonathan Majors controversy.
Right, right.
I would not be surprised if they spin this with the Fantastic Four amount of money and time they're putting into it and making Dr. Doom the main villain.
Yeah, that was going to happen eventually, and they may just be moving it up a little bit.
I think so. Yeah,
makes sense.
And this is strategy, people. This may seem like, oh, they're only doing this because of the downfall of superhero movies. Long has been talked about the downfall of superhero movies. These movies, what a bomb used to be is not what a bomb is today.
No. Not at all.
And now a lot of these movies, like the last Ant-Man movie or even the last Thor movie, did they do what Marvel would have liked, what Disney would have liked them to do? No.
No.
But they made money.
They still made money.
They still made money.
Yep.
This was always the strategy. It was to saturate the market and make darn sure that people, you know, they could get all these storylines, all these characters, and all these actors they have under contract get their money's worth, as well as get these out there for entertainment purposes,
right?
And just a love of these type of movies and getting them out there. Well, they've done that.
Yep.
And now that the stage is set, now you can take your time. You can ease these things
reel them
in
a little bit,
And not have to do as many big projects and not as many projects, period.
Right, right. And I think that's not a bad thing. It really isn't.
It goes back to something that the young man that won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay said. Instead of making 1 3-hour movie or 3.5-hour movie and all that, why not make 3 hour-and-a-half movies or 3 2-hour movies or some of this?
For a lot less money, in other words. Yeah. So you don't have to spend $150 for every movie.
Disney's not the only one that is doing this. All the smart studios are doing this now.
That's what it sounds like.
And unfortunately, some of it isn't about you, the entertainer. Are you the listener? Some of this has to do with the strikes that happened. And some of it is a bit of, oh, we're not going to make as much stuff because of your contracts. And some of it's that. Some of it's these studios pushing back on it. And some of it is just wanting to create better things. And the movie audiences, while the superhero movies get the notoriety, get the attention, it's all movies that have been affected by this.
It's true.
And what happened with Barbie and the Oppenheimer thing is something that they are going to, of course, try to recreate. Mm-hmm. But they also understand that both those movies, they didn't need the biggest budgets. They didn't need to be this or that or whatever. And so people just want good movies.
That's what they want. That's what they've always wanted. It's good entertainment. They want good entertainment.
I feel like as you and I are huge Marvel fans, mm-hmm. and even if you're not out there, this can only be for the betterment of the industry.
In all likelihood, hopefully. I know they're banking on it, yeah. For sure.
I wanted to mention this because, of course, while we talk about her a bit over on WIRI, WFHR is the home of Dolly Parton News. That's we have always broke the latest in Dolly Parton News. Mm-hmm. And Miss Parton's first album, Hello, I'm Dolly, came out in 1967. Is that the greatest name for a debut album?
It's close. That's it's got to really be. It's good. Just like, hi, I'm new.
As a side note, Dolly's albums always have great titles.
They
always
do.
Always have great titles.
And a lot of them are just like some form of Dolly on it, too, which is I love it. It's great.
So Miss Parton's first album comes out in 67. Fast forward to 57 years later, and now she is working on her 50th album.
Jeez.
This one is rumored to be called Dolly Parton, Smoky Mountain DNA. That's good. That's good. 50 albums over 57 years. You may never hear anybody do something like that again.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
News about the 50th album has largely been kept under wraps until her niece, singer Jade Starr, recently talked to The Sun. She said, it's an album that documents Dolly's whole life. It has been a huge undertaking which involves the whole family. The whole
wow.
Parton family have been a part of this.
How about that?
Dolly usually plays it pretty close to the vest with announcements.
Mm-hmm.
You may notice that you see Beyonce, you see other artists like that do these kind of things. They all got it from Dolly. They'll all tell you, Dolly Parton did this, and we saw the blueprint. We're going to mm-hmm. do what Dolly did in many ways.
Yes.
Beyonce is the only... I know Taylor Swift does some things like this.
Yep.
Beyonce is the only artist in our lifetimes that has been like, overnight, wait a minute, did she just drop an album?
Yeah.
And it's the biggest selling thing in the world. Like, this is something that they hype up. Artists hype these things up. Mm-hmm. They release a single,
right.
And then a couple months later or weeks later,
yep.
the
marketing
album comes out.
Yep. Yeah.
Not Dolly, not Beyonce.
Certain
not
people don't have to
like,
do that. You're yeah. right. Absolutely. Just They're just so big.
Just take a second and imagine being that kind of
right.
big, that kind of like talented
well,
and famous.
I think Taylor everything. Swift is starting to do that too now. Yes, she's starting to just yeah. drop albums. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Now, again, she keeps these things usually really close to the chest, so it's not certain if Jade should have said anything or not.
Oops.
But it's out there now.
Yeah.
There are no details on a release date for the new album, but it sure can't come soon enough. I can't wait.
I love the idea. You know, if you think about all the different phases of her career, you know, she started out in bluegrass, and then she, you know, did the 70s country thing, kind of invented the 80s pop country. She was part of that with Kenny Rogers and that sort of thing. And just, I mean, the ride. It's just a remarkable career.
Along with this, keep in mind as well that it was just not even a year ago Dolly released her rock album.
Her rock album.
And also, Dolly is also bringing all her music to the symphony. The show is called Threads, My Songs and Symphony, and will premiere in next year on March 20th.
Of course. Got to do that, man. You got to hit all the everything.
I find her so good. I find her so inspirational.
She is.
This woman is has not had to do anything since the 80s. If Dolly Parton hadn't done any music, any movies, anything since 1980, since 9 to 5, she'd still be the legend that she is.
Yeah, she'd be fine.
Everything she's done after, like, she does these things because she's an entertainer. She loves to entertain. She likes this. She just mm-hmm. wants to keep working. I could only hope to have a life where I'm still creating at her age. I think that's pretty cool.
It is. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. She is something else.
Taking a look what's new on your small screen this weekend, already premiering on Netflix today, Atlas, starring Jennifer Lopez as an analyst with a deep distrust of artificial intelligence.
Yep. oh, those have started coming out now, those movies. Okay, this will be interesting.
Yeah, J-Lo signed a deal with Netflix, and she's had a couple of movies with them. At a recent presser for this, Netflix went out of their way to make sure no Ben Affleck questions. Thought that was a little weird. But that was a little like I don't know if that's good or not, but they went so far out of their way to the point where
yep.
people noticed, and that's where you get in trouble.
That exactly.
You can't do that because I mean, like, most reporters are teenagers. If you tell them not to do something, what are they going to do?
Well, let's look into this. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm going to look into this.
I don't know how in 2024 people have not understood this by now. Like, if you want somebody not to pay attention to something, the worst thing you could do is bring attention to it.
Yeah, good grief.
I'm curious about this one. I bet you are, too. Today on Disney Plus, the Beach Boys documentary.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'd seen a quick trailer for that one. That sounds really interesting. Yeah.
Disney, with that power and a lot of connections and a lot of money, is able to do the documentary thing very different than most. We saw this with the Beatles documentary.
Peter Jackson one. Yeah.
And everything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool to see.
Absolutely.
Also, on Sunday at 12:30 Eastern on NBC, the Indianapolis 500.
Ooh.
Used to love
Subject to
that.
Weather. Ooh, yeah, they might have a little rain for that one, but... Yeah.
You've also got the first season finale of The Sympathizer on HBO on 8. That has looked really good. Again, Robert Downey Jr. wearing a billion faces and pulling every one of them off and making every single one of them look different. It's one of his greater performances. Not awesome. As good as Oppenheimer, but it is one of his better performances.
Excellent.
It's great to see him acting.
Yep.
You know,
like, stretching a little bit.
Yes, yes.
He pulled off the Tony Stark Iron Man thing so well, but... It had to have been gotten a little tiresome by the end. You know, it's like, oh, I'm doing this again. Not to say he didn't enjoy it. He seemed to really enjoy it. But as any kind of creative person, man, stretching feels good. Feels good.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, new on your big screen and small screen, because it's in limited and streaming on Disney Plus, that Beach Boys documentary.
Interesting.
PG-13.
Cool.
It's a documentary featuring new interviews with the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, David Marks, Bruce Johnston, plus other musicians like Lindsey Buckingham, Ryan Tedler, Don Was. Mm-hmm. It looks really good.
Yeah, sadly, Brian's brothers are no longer with us, so we couldn't, to Dennis and Carl, but... Still, that's really interesting, yeah.
Furiosa, Mad Max Saga, rated R, is released this weekend. Anna Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth star in this one. It's a prequel, and I'm a sucker for those movies. I will wholeheartedly
Mad
admit.
Max.
I will definitely be watching it. I loved the Mad Max movies growing up. Loved them.
Yeah.
And Sight, rated PG-13. Terry Chan stars in this true story of Dr. Ming Wang, a Chinese immigrant who became a world-renowned eye surgeon.
Ooh.
Greg Kinnear stars in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't seen Greg Kinnear in a while.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And Garfield, rated PG. Chris Pratt is the voice of Garfield, America's favorite lasagna-loving cat. Samuel L. Jackson plays Garfield's long-lost father, a scruffy street cat.
Nice.
And talks him and Odie into joining him on a heist. That includes Snoop Dogg, Cicely Strong, Bowen Yang, Ving Rhames, and a couple of others.
Oh, that sounds like a fun voice cast for that one.
I don't like to do this every once in a while, but I was in the running for the voice of Odie. I was in the running.
Really?
I was in the run. No.
You almost got me on that one.
Odie doesn't speak. Odie doesn't
talk. Oh, that's right. Oh, you got me.
I loved Odie, though. I like Garfield.
Odie's great.
Odie's my guy. I loved Odie. Odie was awesome.
This one I might be taking my kids to. I think they're going to enjoy this
one. It doesn't look bad.
Well, certainly better than the ones they did before. We'll not talk about those.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Those were rough. And I do want to put your attention to your local community theater stages. And keep in mind that coming up on May 31st, Anything Goes, the Cole Porter Classic, being brought to you by Wausau Community Theater. We've been hyping this one up for a reason, everybody.
Yes.
Wausau Community Theater is in peril. This is from their own words, from
financial
their own
peril,
stuff and everything. The more people show up for these shows, the more likely we are to have a Wausau Community Theater in 2025.
It's... almost inconceivable to me that a community the size of Wausau does not have a community theater. I mean, and we talked on Director's Cut with two of the very talented people.
Yeah.
Fabulously talented. Yeah. And it's a great show. Cole Porter, I mean, you know all of these songs. I swear to God, you've heard all of these songs before. And it's going to be fabulous. You need to support this, folks, especially if you live in the Wausau or in the Wausau area, up in that area. Please support them.
I really I want to send a big shout out to Gretchen Powers, executive over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. One of the first conversations I had with Gretchen in her new position was, you know, something that I think all as actors have talked about a little bit here and there. You know, we got a lot of actors from Point that come to Rapids. We got a lot of Rapids actors that go to Point and go to Wausau.
Yep.
You know, what if we work together? And Gretchen was all about this, and working with CWAC, working with Wausau Community Theater, working with some of our local theaters. We're stronger together.
Yes.
And I think for some people might think, well, what's the big deal? No, Wausau Community Theater. Those actors will go somewhere else. No, they don't usually.
No, they don't.
They don't. Rehearsal process is a long two-month process.
Yes.
Often involves Monday through Friday. And you're usually not going to travel a half an hour away to go do that.
It's too hard. It's just too much time. Yeah.
You've got so many other things going on in life and everything. So these actors, these incredibly talented people may not have anywhere to go with that talent, which also brings people to your town, which also gets them to buy things at their local fast food places or restaurants or gas stations.
Right, right.
Theater is an economic maker. It is so important to your local city's economy.
Yep.
Look at areas that have lost their community theater. I can think of a couple, not here in Wisconsin, but in the Midwest here, and those towns are becoming dead because of it.
It's like quality of life.
It is a part of the tapestry of your community, and you will miss it if it is gone.
Absolutely.
Trust me on that.
Yes.
Let's not find out. Go to these shows, support these shows, and you know what? Be a part of them. Find out. Don't take our word for it.
No.
Be a part of these things, everybody. Wherever you're listening to us, there is a local great community theater, and the arts are a huge part of your economy. If you don't care about any of this, I bet you care about your taxes. I bet you care about those. Without a local community theater, those taxes are probably going to go up.
So shocking as it may sound.
Yeah, it is not a leap to make these things. This is logic I'm using. These are facts I'm using here with this. Encourage you to take in these shows. Find out more about CWAC, about WRCT, and about Wausau Community Theater at wausaucommunitytheater.org. You can get your tickets over there and get ready to see Anything Goes, the Cole Porter Classic, coming up May 31st, 7:30. They'll have shows June 1st through the 8th. 9th as well. We'll touch on those more as we get closer to those.
Yes.
And okay, we got to go to break. But I do want to say real quick, everybody, we've teased this a little bit, Melissa, Seth, and I a little. We've got some fun news for you next week when we come back after break involving our afternoons.
Yes.
I cannot encourage you enough to be listening next Tuesday when we get back on these airwaves. We are going to have some very cool and exciting news. All I'll tell you as a tease, we listen to you.
Yes.
Well, our job is to talk on the air. One of our main jobs is to listen. Anybody good in radio, anybody that wants to tell you anything good in radio, anybody who wants to be good in radio, you got to be a good listener. And we listen to you out there. And just keep that in mind. Ooh,
It'll be soon, bud. It'll be soon. Calm down.
We'll be back with more fun. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Max Inc. Radio.
Love great music? You'll find this weekend full of it during the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings 6 until midnight on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call Call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Gary's Coins of Wisconsin Rapids would like to take time to thank area veterans for their military service and sacrifice. Gary's Coins provides a full range of investment and collector products, and they want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Best listeners in radio, every one of you. We appreciate you. I wanted to tease something that we'll be talking about on Tuesday, Melissa, Seth, and I, when we get together next Tuesday.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. One of the things we're going to get into, I think, is going to be kind of interesting, Seth. Who are America's most trusted news anchors?
Ooh. Yeah. That really? Oh, interesting. Okay.
That should be an interesting
one. Okay, yeah.
After our news break, Seth and I will dive into 10 things people are convinced others only pretend to enjoy. That'll be coming up then.
That'll be fun.
But we end the segment here with an interesting, fun, I think kind of a wild one.
Okay.
There's a new airline that's starting up which provides a first-class experience for dogs.
Jeez.
The airlines are going to the dogs.
Literally.
It's called Bark Air. Yes, Bark Air. That is a real thing. This is not an Onion headline.
I'm semi-shocked by that.
I'm betting you anything you want out there that the writers over at the Onion in Madison saw this article and were like, "Oh, come on."
Why did we think of that?
That's our thing. And so this is a real thing, and it isn't just an airline where dogs have to be in crates and cargo hold or anything. The dogs are pampered with plenty of space, along with treats, earmuffs, and beverages, including a dog-friendly champagne.
Oh, my God.
And even a dog coffee. Jeez. This is a luxury charter airline, so the prices are high. It costs $8,000 for a one-way international flight, which includes one human companion. It costs $6,000 domestic trips, but they're hoping to get the prices down a bit as it scales. There are only a few destinations to start: New York, L.A., London. But they're considering adding flights to Paris, Milan, Chicago, Seattle, and seasonal destinations like Florida and Arizona. The co-founder says it's a first-class experience for the dog, a business-class experience for people. We cater everything to the dog, trying to lower their anxiety and their stress, so they have the most comfortable, fear-free experience. The initial batch of flights is already sold out, and they've received over about 15,000 requests for new destinations, so it seems like there'll be plenty in demand. And with the rise of dog culture over the last 20 years, I've talked about this with everybody from our representatives to our mayors. The last three mayors we've had, I brought this up and talked about it.
Sure.
You look at the data, and you have a lot of people, especially a lot of politicians right now, this current year, talking about this is the way we get people to Wisconsin. This is the way we keep people in Wisconsin. Mm. A flat tax, a this, a that. And all of that stuff is here or there. But the overwhelming thing that keeps people in their cities, that brings people to cities, is being dog friendly. It's the number one thing that pulls people in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other factors, of course. You can't just have that. Hey, we got a dog park. What more you want? Huh? Like, no, you need good schools. You need
more than that.
But if your city has all those things going for it, but it is not dog friendly, it's overwhelming how people are moving to the town next to it, even if it is not as good as this certain
or
town.
Or like where they work, if they have to like make a longer commute or something like that. It's just what we were talking about with community theater, quality of life.
Yeah,
people want stuff where they live. They want parks. They want dog parks. They want theaters. They want sports teams. They want all these kinds of things.
So this is not a crazy idea.
No.
What's crazy is spending $8,000 on it.
That's insanity. But I get what they're going for here. But yeah, Sorry, you lost me on that part.
I don't know how there's enough of the top 1% to be able to afford this. I don't even know how they. But I'm also the person can't understand how anybody goes to a concert anymore. I'm not even just talking about a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, any concert.
Any concert.
I don't know how anybody goes to anything anymore. I don't know. I marvel at this in some ways.
That's because you don't have the best. Your favorite band isn't the best band in the world. See, I got. Mm. I'm going in June. I'm going to go see the MIP Giants in Milwaukee. And actually, their ticket prices were very reasonable. So,
and
that's because they're the best. That's why.
I want so bad to tag along with that show. That is one of the top 20, 30 bands I want to see live.
Yeah,
I've heard great things about their live shows.
They do all kinds of zany things.
Have
yeah,
you seen them before?
No.
Oh, this is your first time seeing them.
I've had opportunities that didn't pan out before, so this will be actually the first time I've been able to see them live. So.
Man, that is awesome. That's a good story of the day. That is really cool. Everybody should see their favorite band.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
should be able to see
even
them.
Even though they're 60s now?
Yeah.
They're early 60s, yeah. but still, you know.
I'm in the same boat with Living Color. I've never seen Living
yeah.
Color. They're going to be performing at Lollapalooza, and I'm trying to get tickets. I can't afford that.
Yeah, right,
There's
exactly.
No way I can
yeah.
swing that. Mm-hmm. That should be a great show.
I think it will be. I'm looking forward to it.
Great place to see him too.
It's at the Pabst, yeah, in Milwaukee.
No,
so.
I've been there. It's a mm-hmm. great place for a show. That's gonna be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do this if you had the dog? If you had you and your dog, you wanted to go travel or anything? Would you do this? and there's one other thing that I think is important to consider with this, and it's important to consider with all whenever you're talking about animals. Did the dogs ask for this?
That's a great question.
And granted, every animal is a little bit different, and it's important to keep that in mind. But
yeah.
there are very few dogs in human history that want to be off the ground, just picked up or put in the car
yeah.
or anything. Mm-hmm. Dogs, you wonder why your dog cannot just find a spot and go and do number two. You're wondering why? It's because of their connection to the planet
mm-hmm.
and the way that they find that spot. Now, when you put a dog in a vehicle, the only way that they have any sense of understanding is smell. You put them in an airplane, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you do. It's not going to be relaxed. It's not humanly possible mm-hmm. to do that. This is all for people. Let's just be honest about what this is for. They're calling it dog friendly. They're talking at Bark Air, all that stuff.
They're saying it's for the dogs. But it's not.
It's not. If this was for the dogs, they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, 100%.
There's not a dog in human history that has wanted to be that wanted to go up in the sky.
Right.
Underdog didn't even want to do this. Underdog didn't fly that high. You saw every time you saw Underdog, just a little bit off the ground.
Just a little bit, off the ground.
This is just for people.
But then Underdog could talk too. So you know,
Underdog could talk. Yeah,
he could talk.
True. That's true. Shout out to Underdog. I haven't thought about Underdog in 20 years, man. I don't know why that popped in my head.
That's hilarious.
We're going to go to our news break. We'll come back and have some fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa, or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A historic event happens in Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow. The first ever in Wisconsin, and possibly the first in the country, all-female veteran Quilts of Valor ceremony will be held at the East Junior High School Fieldhouse. A Quilt of Valor is described as a citizen award for the individual service and sacrifice to defend our country's freedom. Since 2003, over 370,000 quilts have been made by volunteers. In the Wisconsin Rapids area, the Material Girls Quilt Club awarded 292 of these quilts. Festivities will begin on May 25th at 1:30. 47 female veterans will receive a quilt in recognition for their time spent in uniform in defense of our country. June blood drive dates are posted. The Community Blood Center will be collecting donations on Tuesday, June 18th from 10 to 3 and Monday, June 24th from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, where the Brewers and the Red Sox face off tonight. No one is more excited to play in Fenway Park this weekend than Sal Frelick, who grew up here, but says he feels right at home inside the Brewers clubhouse.
Love everybody in this clubhouse. I think we all mesh really well together, pitchers, position players, everybody, staff. So, yeah, when you get rolling like that, and that it is contagious. Everyone feels good going into the next day.
NBA, the Celtics beat the Pacers here in Boston 126-110 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics now with a 2-0 lead. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers wrapping up week one of OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he's looking for the most.
Compete, bring great energy each and every day, and I think the guys have responded well to that. You know, it's early, but I'm really excited about this group and their ability to come together, compete, to push each other.
That's Matt LaFleur from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear. What makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you. Thank you. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Hey. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. In some ways, I think the Yardbirds are almost underrated.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, not really talked about as much as you would think.
Mm-hmm. This is Jeff Beck Yardbirds, mm-hmm. Yardbirds, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly. So that guitar riff in the beginning, all I am. Yeah.
Even if it was a song I didn't know, I would know Jeff Beck's guitar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My father made darn sure of that. Made very sure of that.
If you don't learn anything else, learn this.
You know, and there could be things that are overhyped sometimes and things that are underhyped, certainly. And there are things that we just pretend to enjoy.
Oh, okay.
People online are debating the things everyone just pretends to enjoy and somehow. There's some answers on here that I think we're going to agree with and some we might not. So here are some of the best responses, but I think the best responses will come from you. Call up 715-424-2600. Maybe we'll get the ball rolling here with some things to get your head in that space.
Yeah.
Thinking of some stuff, but feel free to call up and bring us your things that you think are kind of overrated maybe.
Yeah.
Or that we pretend like that we don't necessarily really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like LinkedIn. Number one, man. Wow. Jeez. It's weird to me. LinkedIn is one of the most weird websites ever to me because I don't know many people who don't have a LinkedIn account, but I don't know many people who use their LinkedIn account.
Okay, so I remember when LinkedIn first came out, it was like exclusively a way for, you know, job people to, you know, to find candidates, you know, for people and the person and the job to find each other, basically. You know, that's the way. Oh, great new way of doing that. But then for a while, they were leaning it into like a social media thing, mm-hmm. which is very weird.
Yeah.
And then now they're kind of going back to the other thing again. I don't know. And you're right. Who uses it?
Oh, yeah.
You may have a profile. I think I have, or I did. I don't think mm-hmm. I do anymore, but I've never used it.
If you're on LinkedIn, encourage you to find me on there and find Civic Media and follow our friends on there. A lot of our friends here yep. at Civic got great LinkedIn accounts and everything. It's just interesting to me because this factor is yeah. so interesting. But it,
weird.
There's no real social media or really websites that are kind of like this mm-hmm. either
no.
that are popular. And everybody, you could say LinkedIn and almost everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yep.
But when's the last time you were on there? Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't logged on there in a while. It's interesting.
3 years it's been. Yeah. Wow.
Number two on the list that Seth and I are the last people in the world that probably should be talking about, high heels.
Oh, yeah.
We could really use some, anybody out there, any ladies out there want to call up 424-2600.
Talk to someone.
Yeah.
And I think you'll get a good idea of what they actually feel about them, you know, so, to being honest, safe space, you know.
I believe I was mentioning yesterday my first big role, my first leading role was Corpse, where I played twin brothers Evelyn and Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
And Evelyn, the first time you see him, comes out in drag.
Right.
And I was wearing heels for it. In that same play, I had to learn Shakespeare and how to fence. The heels part, by far and away, the hardest part.
Oh, God.
One of the top 10 hardest things I've had to learn as an actor. I don't have the greatest ankles, man. And
right.
I'm walking around in my first apartment trying to walk around in these heels, and it had to have sounded like there were a herd of elephants upstairs. I got size 12 feet. It was hard to find. It was hard to find a pair of heels mm-hmm. that even worked. And then walking in them, and it wasn't just, okay, I just walk in them. I had to look like I knew what I was doing.
Right, like you'd done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, I oftentimes change the way I walk and the way my characters walk are very different.
Right.
And so Evelyn walked like a cat, one foot in front of the other.
Okay.
So I had to do that too. And it was incredibly difficult.
It's harder to balance too.
And all I could think of is there are women that do this willingly. Like my mind. I don't know if you like them. I know a lot of women that like them. I know a lot of women that enjoy them. I've heard women tell me that they're comfortable in heels.
Okay.
So, I mean, to each their own, certainly.
Absolutely.
But that is one of the ones that boggles my mind.
Yeah.
I would never ask a woman to wear high heels because I care about women. Like, I don't get it. But
no.
to each their own and
yeah.
that stuff. And maybe it's over high. This is what's going to make this list interesting.
Right.
For some people, they might agree with this. And others, they're like, no, I love that.
Yeah.
How about family Christmas and Thanksgiving gatherings? I think a lot of people enjoy those. A lot of people have fun with them.
It really depends on family dynamics. It really does. I mean, if it's, you know, people you don't see very often at all, you know, maybe it's different if you like live right next to them and you see them all the time. Yeah, maybe then it's just like, ho-hum, another day, you know, maybe we have a special meal or something. But if it's people you don't see very often, then I think that changes the dynamic a lot.
Spent last weekend in Chicago with family and friends, mm-hmm. and we remembered my papa. It was a wonderful way to remember him, especially with Memorial Day this weekend and his
right.
service. They had a nice the American flag that was there when yep. he was buried was there, and all this. It was great. And there was, you know, some of us as family haven't seen each other in a while, haven't been in the same room in a while, so there was some drama. There was, you know, there was some loudness. My family is Italian, so everything is at a 10. It was incredibly loud, and I would give anything to be right back there.
Right.
I miss them like crazy. I already miss them like crazy. I did not realize how much I missed my family until I was around them, and
right.
I got to talking to my cousins and everything.
Well, and I think and in terms of this list, funerals are a little different, or like, you know, like a memorial service mm-hmm. or a celebration of life kind of thing, because you're there for a reason. I mean, for someone else, basically, you know, and you're there. It's different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I could also see how people, like,
yeah.
they hype it up, but in their head or their heart, they're kind of like, oh, dreading it or
yeah,
something like
oh,
that.
No.
Yeah. And I think that's a great note to all of us as, you know, hey, don't be that person that, you know, nobody wants to talk, you know, dread. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
right.
everything. Edible arrangements. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like those have always been overrated.
They've had their day. for a while, and then everyone was like, well, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
Just give me flowers. At least I can look at those.
Most people don't like everything that's in the arrangement. So
that's
they pick,
it.
They pick at it, and then there's that that's just sitting on your
and then all the
counter.
Cantaloupe that's not getting eaten, you know?
Yeah. That's a good one. Cold plunges in ice. Now that one's interesting. I don't know that I can't help but tie that into Special Olympics and into the polar plunge around here and mm-hmm. everything. And I don't think there's anybody that necessarily looks forward to it. But I also know everybody that's willing to do it because yep. of the cause and the reason.
Right. They don't like the act itself, but what they're doing it for. Of course, that's why they're doing it in the first place.
Number six on this list: running. People say they enjoy it, but they don't. I love running.
No, there are people, and I've seen more. I've heard from more people. Especially here's the thing: if you're good at it, then I think you enjoy it a lot better.
Yeah.
If you're fast, I mean, one of my best examples is I read a biography of Eric Dickerson, the running back, and he does and explains it in there what it's like if you can run fast and the exhilaration that it is. And it's like, yeah, well, if you can run fast, if you get that, then I understand if you like it. Yeah. For the rest of us,
I'm not even in the same universe as Eric Dickerson.
No,
but I was usually the fastest kid in class, and I loved that. I love running. I enjoy it. Yep. Part of the reason I want to stay in shape the older I get is so I can continue to run, so I can always do that. I like that.
Oh.
I still find myself seeing kids get together and they have a race and having to pull back and be like, no, you're not in this. You're not included in this. And those
just a spectator, man.
Those 14-year-olds will wipe the floor with you. Do not do this to yourself. Small talk also shows up on the list. Yeah, there's very few people that enjoy small talk.
I was going to say there's got to be some people, but it's hard. Small talk is hard, man.
Yeah. Especially with strangers.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think it's easier with strangers. And this is weird for me to say because I have a very hard time making friends and all those things. But I think it's actually easier with strangers. And you don't, I'm never going to see this person again. So, you know, it doesn't really, the conversation, the weight of it doesn't matter as much, maybe.
Right, maybe.
Where if you're sitting there with somebody you know or you're friends with and you're trying to kill time, it can be a little struggling sometimes.
Right.
That's why I think one of the greatest ways of knowing you have a good friendship or a good relationship with somebody is that being able to enjoy the silence. Having those quiet moments. That's when you really know you got something.
Yeah, and you don't feel like you have to fill everything with talk. Now, see, this is something you should ask your dad about.
Yes.
You could say, you know, is this something that you just enjoy doing, or are you doing it for another reason or something? Because I wish I would have asked my grandpa that, because he was the same way.
I got it.
Before he passed. Because it's like, well, you know, is there a reason you do this? Or is it just because you're just trying to pass the time, or you really are interested in this person standing next to you, you know, whatever.
I'm a little disappointed in myself. I had not thought of that before. I'm going to get
maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe it's just something he does.
Yeah. Because to me, he's the king of small talk.
Right.
So that's a great question. I'm going to ask him. Voluntarily waking up at 5 a.m. As people who do this for a living, I can tell you, I don't know. My body just does it. Even on a Saturday when I don't have to, it does it.
Yeah.
So.
My sister is a morning person.
Mm.
And I think she actually does enjoy getting up at 5. Yeah. Whenever she gets up, it's early. And she loves it. That's when she feels at her most, you know, ready to go and everything. I mean, she's just you know, let's get the day going kind of thing. I don't know how many people are actually like that, but my gosh.
Gender reveal parties. Yes.
No one enjoys those.
I really don't think that they're anywhere near where they were when they first started, and I see them dying out more.
It was
and more.
A novelty. Mm-hmm. It is past now, yes.
The second people started getting hurt, let alone losing a life, my God, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be bringing, it's this supposed to be about a celebration of a life coming into the world.
Not exiting it in a really ignominious way, too. Ah,
man, and you don't want to be in the afterlife having to explain, like, this is what took you out, you know?
I love the idea. Is that what you do in the afterlife? So you talk around how you died, you know?
I got it in my head like it's a green room, like it's a green room, and you're just waiting to
get in.
Just waiting to go talk to Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show or something like that. You're just sitting in the green room talking to other people and stuff. Yeah, there's a gender reveal party. It went bad.
Maybe it actually is a TV show. Maybe St. Peter is the host, you know? He's sitting there and he's like, my next guest looking to get into heaven is?
Yes. And your host, God.
Yeah. What do you think, big guy? My producer god.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And finally, Twitter or X or whatever Elon's calling it now. As far as things that people think that they say they like but don't really like. I am one of these people. Although I don't say I like X or Twitter. I call it Twitter. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't
the
like
The website
it.
Still says Twitter.
I'm not a fan, but I will also be the first one to say that if you are in our business, it's good. It's a great news source. Mm-hmm. It's still one of the most breaking news sources there is. And I stay on there in because of that. I don't like being on there necessarily. I don't like social media, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I'm on there because that's part of the gig. That's part of the job to me, is getting breaking news, is being up to date on things.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly there is things that come up on there that are horrible or bad or whatever. That's life, taking the good with the bad. But I do think that if given the choice to get this information in other places, mm-hmm. everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah. It's it is what it is. And I don't know, for me it seems like more people do it out of necessity than because they want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people that like it, you know. Also, by the way, it's becoming so overrun with bots.
Yeah.
It's getting to be almost, it's bad.
It's uninhabitable.
It's getting
just
there.
Just about that way. Yeah. And it all stems to Elon Musk and the decisions he's made since he's taken it over.
Yep.
I mean, again, why people just continue to crown this guy for what? Just take a dive into his creativity, his work, and then look at all the people that helped make him Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't do it on his own, no. And he certainly acts like he does.
Yeah.
And some other people suggested some more controversial things like IPAs, kombucha, coffee, the Office, the TV show The Office.
I've never seen an episode of The Office, and I really don't care to. So I admit it.
Yeah,
I admit it. I don't think I need to watch it, but
I wonder. So the idea of like this is okay because so many people like it. I'm going to pretend to like it, and I think that the IPA and kombucha thing kind of fits that. I think a lot of people love these things. Lots of people.
I believe you're right. Yes,
I think that there is a percentage of people that are afraid of saying they don't like these
FOMO.
Things.
It's FOMO. Yeah, a lot of it. I think you're right. No, absolutely. You know the whole prestige TV thing that happened. You know, with like it started with The Sopranos. You know, it's kind of built from there. I've never been on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been on board, and I have not. I've watched very few of these shows that were like, "Oh, you got to see this amazing show." No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm fine.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
And finally, on here, extremely spicy stuff like the Carolina Reapers things and influencers.
Unless you're making a lot of money as an influencer, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think people really,
cannot disagree with that one.
Yep.
We will get to our commercial break, take care of our partners, and come back with more fun and wrap up the show for the week on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
This Memorial Day, Jammers Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammers Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am your host for today, and we welcome guests Matthew Filipovich, Esther Flonase, and we have Fancy Brian Kelly as our guest host for the first hour. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Cloudy today with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees. Waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing heavy downpours of a half an inch of rainfall, and some could be severe, packing gusty winds and some hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. I keep waiting for these to jump in quicker. I'm so sorry, everybody.
There we go.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
All right, I got to say it. I'll just mention it once. Okay, Semisonic was a Minnesota band. All right. A couple of the members were from a legendary local band in the Twin Cities called Trip Shakespeare. Which had released a couple of albums. They were pretty big on the college radio thing in the 80s. And then a couple of the guys went and formed Semisonic after that.
Right on. I love it. A little history right there. We are going to wrap up the show for the week, everybody. Just a couple of minutes left. We want to focus on some local events and some things going on in our area. One of those things, of course, is our shows here at WFHR. Stick around for Matt and Air on the Air. The Maggie Dawn show a little bit later, some of our favorite people and great voices and great conversations to be listening into. Of course, Midday Magazine, one more for the week for you. Part one, we're going to be joined by Linda Brost, administrative specialist with the ADRC CW.
Nice.
Looking forward to that.
Always good.
In part two, we wrap up the week with our good friend Craig Broren, superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. He's going to bring in Tim Bean, Rams athletic director, and some of the students are going to join us.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
It's going to be fun.
Get to say goodbye to Superintendent Broren.
Unfortunately. We also certainly are going to have some fun doing that, celebrating him. And it's going to get busy in this room. We're going to have a lot of people. We're going to remind everybody of our weekend lineup. We got great stuff lined up for you all weekend long. Be sure to join us on Saturday for the Sunshine Polka Show, hosted by Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy. Tim's going to have a good one lined up for you.
A special Memorial Day episode for this weekend. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Nice job, Tim. Nice job. Big shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods, sponsoring Terry Talks Nutrition with Terry Lemron.
Very cool.
We appreciate them sponsoring that hour. Keep in mind, Family Natural Foods is welcoming Terry to town next Wednesday.
The 29th. He's going to be here.
Be sure to check that out. We'll talk more about it as we get around next week. But find out more with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Stop by over there this week right now. Get on over there. Get on over there and check them out. Say hi to them for us. And Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. Join my man Seth for that. It is your call-in show. It is your weekly community billboard show.
Yep, that's right. Call in, please.
Want your calls? Please call in. Please.
I'm lonely.
Got a great lineup for you on Sunday as well. Now, keep in mind, Rafters baseball starts on Monday. That's going to kind of throw things off a little bit for our weekly lineups, and rightfully so, because we love Rafters baseball and we're very okay with that.
That's right. Very okay.
But this week, 5 o'clock, you got Director's Cut. I know we've played it already, but I'd like to play the Wausau Community Theater one.
I think that would be a good one to do.
As we're building up to their show.
Coming up this weekend,
We're looking for and going to be having some great guests for Director's Cut. Keep your ears peeled for that, everybody. Afterwards, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Join him for that.
Yes, indeed. Best of this week, Songs About the World.
Cool.
Songs About the World.
And I am just wrapping up recording Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape from 8 to 9. Be sure to join us for that. You're going to have some fun with that one. And I want your 90s requests, everybody. Give them to me. James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Or if you see me walking around, just yell a 90s song at me. I'll get what you're talking about. And we'll have some fun with that. Be sure to join us from that for every Sunday, 8 to 9. It's going to be a good one. We do want to mention our Monday lineup, as we will not be here on Monday. Join us as we kick off our show here at WFHR from 8 to 9 with a Seth Faces the Music episode.
That's right.
It's going to be a good one.
It'll be rebroadcast, yep.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And from 9 to 10, a best of The Kitchen's Open.
Yes, right where it belongs, in the morning on 9 o'clock on Mondays.
Melissa's done a great job with that, and we appreciate the work she puts into that show and that hour for our holiday.
Yep.
Thanks, Melissa.
Yep.
And, of course, Rafters Baseball kicks off on Monday, opening day in Fond du Lac. They'll be taking on the Dock Spiders, 12:50 start time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when the game will end, but if it does end before 3, we will have a midday magazine for you. In part one, we'll have Senator Teston joining us, our interview with him last Friday.
Yep.
And our good friends from Family Natural Foods had their interview a little mucked yesterday. We're going to play that one for you one way or the other, Monday or Tuesday. We're going to get that whole interview in. Big shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods.
Yes.
Be listening for that on Monday's lineup, and going to be a great one for you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that all in mind. Again, Rafters Baseball kicks off on Monday. Rafters at Fond du Lac. Shout out to new 2024 announcer Andy Jack.
Yes.
Looking forward to meeting Andy.
He was in with Chuck yesterday, getting all his stuff together. So very exciting.
Seth, we had one other thing I want to mention quick.
Yes. This week also Memorial Day starts the Honor Walk that we have down the main drag there. It's the third annual. Through Veterans Day, custom banners celebrating veterans will be hung on light poles along Grand Avenue from 8th Street to City Hall. Booklets with maps and banner pictures will be placed inside businesses along the route if you want to see all the names and honor all of the people they put banners up for, which is very cool. I'm so glad we do this.
Yeah.
Every year now it's the third annual, which is very cool.
I'm very
glad we get to keep doing it.
Also going on, going on in just minutes from now at 10 a.m., the Legacy Stone dedication at the Wood County Courthouse. Encourage all to attend that can. And keep in mind, tomorrow, history will be made, the all-female Quilts of Valor presentation at 1:30 at East Junior High. Be sure.